Laura,
can you explain what support will be provided for those who qualify for insurance exchanges but can't afford the premiums, deductibles, and copays? There's been some question about this.
All right. Well, as you know, every state will be establishing an insurance exchange to provide that'll be a marketplace of various health plans that sort of get a national seal of approval to participate in those exchanges. And these exchanges will be coverage for the individual and small group market. We have there will be subsidies available for people from 100% to 400% of poverty, but the out-of-pocket expenses, premiums, deductibles, copays are still going to be a significant barrier for our folks. There are significant out-of-pocket dollars despite the subsidies, and then when you get above the 400% of federal poverty, obviously it's there's no additional help there. So the question is, what do we do? What do we do to help people when they qualify for the exchanges? How do we help them, meet those needs? And the question is, can Ryan White wrap around? And there's no reason why Ryan White can't wrap around. They're currently Part A dollars and Part B dollars are currently being used for insurance continuation. And there's no reason why you can't wrap around. I think the issue is you have to take a long, hard look at what the plans are, what they're covering, what the person is currently receiving versus what they're getting in the variety of different insurance options that should be available through the exchange. I know we got a question in our session on health reform about, what happens when you're, a very rural state that, there weren't a lot of Part D prescription drug plans that wanted to step up to the plate and participate. And so the question is, what happens when you don't have a lot to choose from? And I think that's one of the conundrums as well, is if there's not a lot of plans that want to participate in that state-level exchange, I think that's going to present some issues. But again, it's all about determining the capacity of programs to wrap around. And they are going to have, if you haven't been wrapping around Part D, for instance, and building that capacity from a program perspective, or if you're a provider who has not been participating in insurance currently, it's something that these are systems that are going to have to be built between now and 2014 when the exchanges come online. Because people are going to be, because it is definitely an option. And we obviously, the payer of last resort issues for Ryan White come into play as well. I think that right now many people are facing the issue, this isn't an insurance exchange issue, but this is a high-risk insurance pool issue, and whether we can wrap around the high-risk insurance pool. And there's obviously two types of high-risk insurance pools. There's the state-run high-risk insurance pools that are funded by the feds that individual states chose to run themselves, or there is the federally funded federal fallback pre-existing condition insurance plan, the PSIPs, that a number of states, about half the states, have opted to have the feds run it as opposed to having it run, by your state insurance commissioner or working with a local plan. So you have these that are coming online over the course of this summer and into the fall, and, really you have to evaluate what is available, what are the premiums, is it cost effective, and states I know are getting a variety of different answers about whether they can wrap. There's nothing that precludes Ryan White from wrapping around the high-risk insurance pools as far as the law is concerned. I think it's an issue of, is it cost effective? Is it going to cost you more to get someone into a high-risk insurance pool? Are the premiums so high, the copays, the deductibles, when you add it up versus what they're experiencing right now? There's also state-level barriers to getting into the high-risk insurance pools. Some states, because there's a limited number of slots, states are trying to find a way to manage enrollment. And so they have to figure out ways to limit people's ability to get into the high-risk insurance pool, because there's only been $5 billion from the feds that is given for these high-risk insurance pools. So we, so some states have heard, you can't get your clients into the high-risk insurance pools because they at least have Ryan White. Even though Ryan White isn't creditable coverage, they're being told at least those people have something, and we need to address the people who have nothing. There's also states that have state laws that really bar them. The law actually bars them from using their Ryan White dollars to wrap. So, again, when considering it as an option, you really have to start digging into the details of what's being offered, how much it's going to cost, and sort of what, if it's a state-run, federally funded high-risk insurance pool, you know, you have to be working with your state folks to figure out whether it's really a cost-effective and appropriate option. I think one of the other concerns is, will they have access to the providers that they're currently seeing in the high-risk insurance pools? And that is definitely a very big unknown at this point. And I think I may let Andrea address that if you want.
Well, I think you did a nice job of that. Yeah, it's just something to be aware of, that I think early on we thought the pools held a much greater potential for alleviating some of the strains on the current system, until we realized many of the providers are not currently in the high-risk pool network. So it's really an important point to investigate.
Thank you both for that very comprehensive answer. That's great.